let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. 800 Sayings by Old Folks Who Raised Us by William Rocky Brown III is full of down-home wisdom to be shared from one generation to another. Wise sayings and pearls of wisdom. The Honorable Reverend Dr. William Rocky Brown III is a graduate of Cheney University, Eastern Baptist Theological Seminary, and Jameson Christian College. He has furthered his studies at the Martin Luther King Jr. Center for Social Change in Atlanta, Georgia, the University of the Virgin Islands, and the FBI Citizens Academy, Philadelphia Division. He's president and CEO of Brown & Associates Limited, which provides anger management, DUI, and drug and alcohol treatment, as well as community and public relations services. He's the pastor of youth and community of the Bethany Baptist Church in Chester, Pennsylvania, and a master police chaplain. A preacher by calling, yet a political activist by choice, he has a weekly religious column that appears in Scoop USA, a daily blog on his website. And in the 80s and 90s, he traveled around the country using educational rap music to motivate young people. Thus, he was affectionately known as Rappin' Rev. He's been actively involved in numerous community organizations over the years, receiving over 200 awards and commendations. A prolific writer, the author of 4 books, including 800 Sayings by Old Folks Who Raised Us. The Honorable Reverend Dr. William Rocky Brown III, our guest on This Week in America. Dr. Brown, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Great to be here, Rick.
I love
when you were introducing me, I was wondering who you were talking about for a minute.
It is you, and I left out a lot that we'll get to during the course of the conversation today. What a remarkable life career that you've had in helping so many people, and we'll give you all the information on Dr. Brown as we go through the program today. What was the inspiration for this book? I love this, 800 Sayings by Old Folks Who Raised Us. Where did the idea come from to write this?
It was really my grandmother who raised me, my father's mother. She was born in Mobile, Alabama, and she would always say these various sayings. And sometimes I would ask her, what do they mean? And she would say, I don't know. I just heard my mama say them. And one day I was going through a process of changing careers, and I had decided that I wanted to create a curriculum to teach children anger management. Well, in the meantime, I needed to supplement my income. So I came up with this idea that how about creating a book that had old sayings? I remember hearing people say, you know, mom or to their grandmother, you know, you got all these sayings, you need to put them in a book. And every time I would look around, there were no books like this. And people would always be saying to their moms or grandmas, you ought to write that down. So a light bulb went off in my head, and I just started collecting old sayings. At the time, I was the grand worthy patron of the Eastern Stars of Pennsylvania, which is the female division of the Masons. And at that time, I was able to get a lot of sayings from the members, as well as the members of my church. A lot of my members from church are older, and they were born down south. So they had a wealth of sayings. And then I did some research online, and we came. At first, I was just going to do 200. And before I know it, I had 500 and finally 800 of them.
Settled on 800. The book is 800 Sayings by Old Folks Who Raised Us by William Rocky Brown III. You'll see that in the title on the book. The Reverend Dr. William Rocky Brown III is our guest on the program. His website is yourspiritualmotivation.com. That'll be on our website as well. You can link on there, get information, order the book there as well. Let's go through some of the sayings, maybe some that really jump out at you in putting the book together that your family said to you, that you said to your family.
Well, one of the main ones that I've said to others about what is in the book, and regardless of your ethnicity or your age, even the little third graders that I teach in school have heard this one coming from their mom. I brought you into this world and I'll take you out.
I've heard that too.
That is so common among mothers. Or another one is money doesn't grow on trees. And I've said that one to the third graders that I teach, and they've had the nerve to come back to me and say, but Dr. Brown, money does grow on trees because money is made out of paper, and paper comes from trees. Yeah. Stuff like you're too big for your britches. Yeah, a hard head makes a soft behind. He's casket sharp. You know, starve a cold, feed a fever. Cat got your tongue. Butter him up. Easy as falling off a log. It's so many of them. I could show you better than I could tell you.
It's
my mom used to tell me that all the time.
Well, yeah, I've heard so many of those. And when you bring those up, we all can recall our parents, our grandparents, maybe our great-grandparents saying those things to us. At the time, some of them made some sense. At other times, you walked out of the room sort of scratching your head like, I'm not quite sure what that means. Was that the experience you had? It took you maybe a while before you figured out exactly what it was Grandma was trying to tell you?
Yeah, some of them, I'm 68 now, and some of them I'm still trying to figure out, and some of them I have finally figured out at this age. You know, one of the things that different organizations have been doing with the book, a few of the nursing homes in my area have bought the book, and are using it doing show-and-tell activities, where would bring the book out and read various sayings, and the seniors would reflect on their childhood or their upbringing. It helps them with their memory.
You know, that's a fantastic idea. And reading some reviews, another popular idea is an intergenerational game for family members where they can sit and talk, and it's a chance to bond. It's a chance to reflect on where they came from the relatives, and great sayings as well. The book, if you're just joining us, is 800 Sayings by Old Folks Who Raised Us by William Rocky Brown III. Book available. PageTurner.us, Amazon, usual places, and Dr. Brown's website, yourspiritualmotivation.com, and all of that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. How long have you been a writer? I mentioned you've written other books as well. You've got a great knack of taking a topic and presenting it in a way that's entertaining, that's informative, a very valuable skill that you have. How long have you been writing?
To be honest, Rick, I've been writing for 44 years.
Wow.
I went into the ministry 44 years ago, and I started writing sermons. About a month after going into the ministry, I had approached this community newspaper about being a writer and putting spiritual messages in their paper, and they accepted my proposal. And so I've been doing a weekly column in that newspaper for 44 years. It's still in existence. It's published out of North Philadelphia. About 2015, when I was going through that career transition, I started writing a blog to motivate myself as I was going through the transitional process. That has become a daily blog that I sent out, and in turn has become one of the four books that I published. And so I just enjoy writing, and I'm writing something every day. Like I said, a blog, a weekly column. I also am writing sermons. I do a podcast every Saturday night, and where I preach, and it's a prayer line. It's called Saturday Night Live Prayer and Praise, and people are able to get on the line and lift up the names of their loved ones that they want prayer for. And so I'm just constantly writing. It's become I guess a hobby of mine. More than a hobby, it's becoming a career. So I enjoy it. People are blessed by it, and I'm blessed for doing it.
The blog site, you'll find it, yourspiritualmotivation.com. I say that because there's great motivational advice on there. If you're going through a period, as Dr. Brown did, of changing careers, you need some encouragement. There are times of highs and lows, and he will get you through that. And all of the things that you go through in life, he's gone through in life as well, and it will guide you through. The blog is excellent reading. Let's talk about the other books and publications. What all are those? You mentioned some of those briefly. The books, I assume, are still available.
Yes. They're called the, it's called the 3-in-1, a trilogy of spiritually motivational messages. And there's book 1, book 2, and book 3. Book 1, you read daily. It's a daily motivational message. And that book was inspired, as I said, I had quit the job I was at. I was basically burnt out. I was a therapist, drug and alcohol and mental health. And I kept for years and years, I was seeing the same patients over and over again. And I felt burnt out and I wanted to do something different. So I just abruptly quit my job. 2 days later, after I did that, I woke up like 4 a.m. and I heard my beloved grandmother speaking to me from heaven saying, "Fool, I told you, don't quit no job until you have another one." But I felt I was stepping out on faith, in which I did. And so to motivate myself, I started sending little text messages to myself in the morning. And eventually, I started sending them to friends also. And for a minute, they thought I was going a little crazy, but I had to assure them that I'm fine. I'm just speaking positive messages to them as well as to myself. And it grew to a point that they were about 2 to 3 minute messages, and I started sending them out in a blog. After a while, I decided to turn that into a book. It's 366 messages. For it includes leap year. Now, in the second book, I told you that I was a writer for this newspaper. So basically what I did was took 52 of those writings from the newspaper and put them in a book. And you would read them once a week because the newspaper was basically published once a week,
yes.
Even though now it's twice a week. But I took it from the perspective of being once a week. So you would read that one once a week. The third book is 12 unique sermons that I have written, and you would read them once a month, and they are full sermons. So a pastor could buy that book, and he could preach the whole sermon is right there, even the amens and you don't hear me now, those kind of things that the pastor says to get a response. I've even included them in there. And they're unique sermons. One of them, it deals with baseball, how – I talk about a baseball game between the unspeakable joys and the much confusion. It's basically a baseball game between Jesus and Satan. And I've also did one on the first Super Bowl. So they're unique sermons in there. I'm football fan.
Very creative. And you'll find all of that information, all the books that Dr. Brown was talking about on his website, yourspiritualmotivation.com. If you're Googling and you come to the listing for his new book, 800 Sayings by Old Folks Who Raised Us, click on the name William Rocky Brown III, and other books will come up there as well. And we've got all this on our website as well, thisweekinamerica.us. In addition to all that, you've been a very important part of your community, and that's obviously very important to you. I mentioned over 200 awards and citations for what you've done. Talk about the community involvement, and did a lot of that goes back? You carried a lot of those sayings from your days growing up into adult life. Did you carry a lot of that, that community giving back portion of your parents, your grandparents, your great-grandparents? Is that part of that foundation that got you started being a political activist?
It's surprising that you would ask that. Most definitely. My grandmother, the one who raised me, the one who inspired me to do the sayings, was the secretary of the desegregation movement here in my city of Chester, Pennsylvania. And she was involved in civil rights here in our city. And like I said, in the city, she was the secretary of the movement at the time. And then I had the pleasure, when I got to college, I met a lady named Edith Scott Bagley, who took a liking to me and became a spiritual godmother for me. And the uniqueness of her is the fact that she was the sister of Coretta Scott King.
Uh-huh.
So she began to take me around with her. I would always, by the time I was about 18 years old, she was taking me to the Congressional Black Caucus dinners and to the Martin Luther King Center. That's how I ended up being a student there. And being around the King family and had being blessed to stay at Dr. King's house, and this was after he had been assassinated, so I never got to really meet him. But he did go to the church that I grew up in Chester. He went to Crozier Seminary, which is in Chester, and while he was here, he attended the church that I grew up in, the church that I went became a minister in, and so I believe through his spirit, through my involvement with the King family, it just all fell on me to be involved in the community. I became a community activist soon as I graduated from college, was part of the national committee to make Dr. King's birthday a national holiday. And then at 23 years old, I ran for political office and won. I became the youngest at the time city controller for the city of Chester. And after that, I ran for city council. So I've been involved in politics and government off and on for some years. I've been a police chaplain for 40 years. And I happen to be at the present time an elected constable here in Pennsylvania. I don't do too much with it, but it happened to, you might say, a fluke in a way. I went to the polls, and I didn't like the fact that there were so many positions with nobody running for them. So I just said, I'm going to write my name in for constable. And it was two ladies sitting there, older ladies, and I told them, would you write my name down for constable? And they said, oh, yeah, Rocky, we'll do it. Well, 2 weeks after Election Day, I got a letter from the election bureau saying, congratulations, you won constable. I was like, oh, wow. So
that's amazing. Yeah, when you get a letter saying, dear Constable Brown, it catches your attention. And you wonder, yes, what have I just gotten myself into? You mentioned the early days in desegregation. You have seen so much, and you've been there in the at the forefront of the all of the battles over all of the decades. What are your feelings now? Some say we're still making progress. Others are saying we may have taken a step or two backwards. Where do you think we stand right now?
Well, based on the last, let's say, 8 years, I've seen us go backwards as a country. Unfortunately, with the administration of Trump, I don't think so much he created the issues that we face now as far as these racism and all. I think he brought it out, all the stuff that was hidden behind the bushes as far as race relations is concerned. I think we're backwards or moving backwards when it comes to race relations. But I think within the Black community as a whole, we have pushed ourselves backwards by the Black-on-Black crime. Violence is a major issue in the Black community, especially in my particular city and in the city of Philadelphia. I created a curriculum where I'm teaching children positive attitude development, anger management techniques, and discipline as a way of trying to raise a child who can control their anger and don't become a murderer when they are older. It's a major problem in our community. There was a time where we respected one another, we respected life, we respected our elders, and I see that as a major breakdown in our communities.
You can follow Dr. Brown on his website, yourspiritualmotivation.com. So much there, so much that he's doing in his life besides the book, 800 Sayings by Old Folks Who Raised Us. I love the book. You'll smile as you read it. And with all of his books, as he was talking, you don't sit down and read it from cover to cover. You can go back to it, refer to it. That's the nice thing. The books are all nice additions to your home library where they're there, and you can go back and reflect on those. Dr. Brown, what do you hope the readers take away from reading this book, 800 Sayings by Old Folks Who Raised Us? There's so many elements there. It's family. It's anger management issues related in some of those as well in a subtle way. What are some of the themes you hope people take away from reading your book?
I hope people will be able to remember the fond memories and the treasures that they have developed through life. You know, when we do things with one another, when we do things with family, they become treasures. They become memories. They become great spots. And in the realm of life that we remember, those spotlights of the time that I did this with my mom or I did this with my grandmother. And I just hope it brings back memories and a sense of joy and happiness. I know writing that book has done so much for me. In fact, I'm on my way to London to do a book signing with a company, Waterstone, in England. And we're developing a contract where they're going to be the distributor of my book throughout the UK. And so it just surprised me that it reached beyond the shores of America to over in Europe, that they could relate to the aspect of old sayings. So it's done a lot for me. It's opening a lot of doors. Like I said, I'm on my way to London. I've been out of the country, but not to Europe. And so we're excited about the possibilities. And I want to encourage others, if you have an idea, don't sit on it, work on it. We're also in process of developing a second book. And what I'm doing is compiling 200 more sayings. So to come out with a second book of 1,000 sayings by old folks who raised us. Now in this new book, I'm kind of adding some new language, because 10, 15 years from now, there'll be old sayings. I'm using like some of the text language, some of the language of today that young people have.
Oh, yeah.
I've had some of that put in here in the first book, but I'm going to expand some of it. Prime example, my grandmother didn't say, "Oh my God," but the kids of the day do.
Yes.
And 10 years from now, that's going to be an old saying. So the new book is going to have some newer sayings that when 5 to 10 years from now, they'll be old sayings.
You know, you mentioned that. I have all these thoughts and sayings that come to mind. That's the fun part about reading this book, all of these memories. It gets you thinking of sayings maybe that were unique to your family or a particular relative that helped raise you and you were very fond of, and motivation that will last throughout your lifetime. And I love your enthusiasm, your passion for what you're doing, the smile on your face when you're talking about all of these old sayings. The book is excellently done. It's something that will touch everybody. It's an intergenerational gem. The book is 800 Sayings by Old Folks Who Raised Us by William Rocky Brown III. That's the name you'll find in the title. Book available. PageTurner.us, of course, Amazon, the usual places, and Dr. Brown's website, yourspiritualmotivation.com. Dr. Brown, a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success of this book, all you're doing, the trip over to London, and hopefully we'll have a chance to do this again. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick. I really appreciate this opportunity that you've given me, and I wish you much success as you continue to make a difference in the world.
Well, thank you for the kind words, and you're the one out there touching so many lives every week with your blog and the books and the personal appearances and working day-to-day in the community to make this a better place for everybody. Our guest on the program, the Honorable Reverend Dr. William Rocky Brown III. The book, again, is 800 Sayings by Old Folks Who Raised Us. You'll find the book and so much more on his website, yourspiritualmotivation.com. And, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You're listening to This Week in America, and there's more right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.